This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle. Hi, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events, people, and places from around the world. In today's podcast, we'll be learning about the geography of North America. North America is one of the seven continents of the world. It's the third largest one, after Asia and Africa. And it's located entirely in the Northern Hemisphere. That's the northern half of the world. Now, it's surrounded on three sides by oceans. The frozen Arctic to the north, the stormy Atlantic to the east, and the biggest ocean of them all to the west, the Pacific. Now, North America is connected to the continent of South America by a part of the world called Central America, but more specifically by a thin piece of land called the Isthmus of Panama. Now, there's a famous canal that you might have heard of that runs right through this place, and that's called the Panama Canal. Now, most people in North America speak either English or Spanish. The majority of people are Christian, and although there are many different cultures, they all have one thing in common, a love of sport. The most popular sports in North America, well, they are soccer, American football, basketball, baseball, and ice hockey. Now, North America is incredibly interesting and a very diverse continent, with searing hot deserts, towering forests, vast mountain ranges, endless open plains that stretch for as far as the eye can see. There's a lot to learn here, so let's just dive straight in and find out more about this amazing continent. Well, let's start with the countries in North America, shall we? Now, you've probably heard of most, if not all, of these. Now, there are 23 countries altogether. The most famous one is the USA, which is short for the United States of America. The USA is the richest country in the world, and with more than 300 million people, it's the third most popular one too. Here, you'll find all sorts of world-famous man-made landmarks like Hollywood, the Statue of Liberty, and the Empire State Building. You also find incredible natural features like the Grand Canyon and Yosemite National Park, the tallest and the oldest trees in the world, and Death Valley as well, the hottest place on Earth. Now, to the north of the USA is Canada. Now, Canada is absolutely massive, and although it has only a population a bit larger than Australia's, it's actually the second biggest country in the world. It has the world's longest coastline. Now, most Canadians live in the south, close to the border with the USA, while the north of the country fractures into more than 36,000 islands that are covered in ice and snow for most of the year. Now, the next country you need to know about is Mexico. Now, Mexico lies to the south of the USA and has a climate very similar to Australia. Mexico's capital, Mexico City, is one of the largest cities in the world, and it sits right on top of the site of the old capital city of the famous Aztec Empire. They are a warlike people who once ruled much of this part of North America. Now, Cuba is the last major country you need to know about in North America. Cuba is the most populous island in the Caribbean. Now, that's a sea that's also part of North America. It has the largest economy in the Caribbean and a tropical climate, kind of similar to the far north of Australia. Now, in Spanish, Cuba is also called El Crocodilo, or the crocodile, because from space, well, from space it just looks a lot like a crocodile. Now let's talk cities. So we know Mexico City is one of the biggest cities in the world, but it's also the biggest in North America. It has a population of about 21 million people. That's not far off the entire population of Australia. After Mexico City, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Dallas round out the top five. They're all in the USA. Now, if they're the biggest, we can't forget the smallest now, can we? The smallest place in North America is the tiny USA town of Manoa. Manoa has a total population of one person. Now, as I mentioned before, North America has a treasure trove of amazing geographic features. Let's look at just a few. So the tallest mountain in North America is called Denali. Now, Denali was once known as Mount McKinley, and it stands at 6,190 meters tall. That's huge. That's about 2.5 times the height of Mount Kosciuszko in Australia. North America's longest mountain range is the Rocky Mountains. Now, this massive string of snow-capped peaks runs for 5,000 kilometres across the USA and Canada. It's in these mountains that you'd find the source of North America's longest river, the Missouri. Now, the Missouri starts as a trickle from a mountainside, but grows into a huge river before flowing for more than 3,500 kilometres across the USA, where it finally joins up with another famous river, the Mississippi. Now, on the border between the USA and Canada are the Great Lakes. Now, the five Great Lakes, the Huron, Michigan, Erie, Ontario, and the largest of all, Lake Superior, combined cover an area of land about the same size as the state of Victoria and contain 20% of all fresh water on Earth. The largest desert in North America is the Great Basin Desert. Now, different to a lot of Australia's deserts, the Great Basin is a cool desert, so any rain that falls usually falls as snow. It's one of the darkest places on Earth, and there, like almost nowhere else on Earth, is possible to see an incredible five planets in the night sky. Now, the Arctic Circle cuts across North America. It's one of the five major lines of latitude on Earth and runs through Canada, the USA, and the largest island in North America, Greenland. Above the Arctic Circle, the climate is bitterly cold for most of the year. This region experiences both polar night, when the sun never rises, and the midnight sun, that's when the sun never sets. At certain times of year as well, the incredible aurora borealis is visible in the sky. Now, the largest sea in North America, as we've already mentioned, is the Caribbean. The Caribbean Sea is home to many of North America's smaller island nations, like Jamaica and Haiti. This is where scientists believe the meteor that wiped out the dinosaurs landed, and it also has the second largest coral reef in the world after Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Now, the Caribbean is prone to extreme weather events, and every year the region experiences a number of very strong hurricanes, or what we'd call cyclones in Australia. The vast middle part of North America is dominated by the Great Plains. This enormous grassland stretches for thousands of kilometres in every direction and was once home to enormous herds of bison. Today, this part of North America is used mostly for farmland, grazing animals like cows, and growing crops like wheat and corn. The Great Plains also experience numerous tornadoes each year, particularly in a part of the plains called Tornado Alley. Here, these powerful columns of swirling wind, rain, and debris tear across the landscape, leaving trails of destruction in their wake. Last but not least, I have to mention Pico de Orizaba. Now, Pico de Orizaba is the tallest volcano in North America. It's in Mexico, and is the most famous of this country's 42 volcanoes. Fortunately, though, it hasn't erupted for more than 150 years, and is currently dormant. Every year, thousands of visitors climb to the caldera of Pico de Orizaba to peer down into the depths of this incredible volcano. So there you have it. Your crash course in the geography of North America is complete. I hope you feel a bit more informed about this incredible continent. You might even be lucky enough to visit it yourself one day. Oh, one last thing. Now, would you like to know where the name America came from? Okay. So America is named after an Italian explorer called Amerigo Vespucci. And Amerigo Vespucci was the first person to prove that Asia and North America were different continents. In the olden days, that was such a big deal that they named a continent or two after him. Not bad going, hey? Anyway, thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learned a lot and catch you next time.